with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Big show, man. Big show.
I think that supermoon that was on last night has done something to us because we were crazy.
Well, it was also a Friday. You mix the two in together. It's a concoction of terrible proportions or brilliant ones.
A lot of fun, though. A lot of fun was had. Although I did accuse you of something because you've caused me to not only have some physical problems, but mental problems.
Yeah. More on the physical side, though. I can't believe I've done that to you.
It's ridiculous. I called it in the break. If this continues, I'm going to have to leave.
I'm off the market as well, guys. That would have given you a bit of stress.
Huge.
Because I know how obsessed you are with me.
Please.
I think I found the one. Got her on the show as well.
Unbelievable that this has actually happened. And we jumped into the world of toilet sprays for a particular reason.
Yeah, we talked about toilet stuff for a change.
I know. We really don't talk about toilets much, do we?
Nah.
Something we should probably touch on a bit more.
I reckon, because toilet humour is the best humour in my opinion.
It always gives you a giggle.
Enjoy the catch-up. There's heaps more in there, guys. And have a great weekend if you are listening to it across the weekend as well.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Now, I'm not too happy with you at the moment because you've done something. I don't think you've realised what you've done. I didn't even realise what you've done, but you have affected me mentally and more so, dare I say, physically.
Well, what are you talking about? I spend enough time with you 50 hours a week that you can't not be affected by me. I haven't done anything bad. There's nothing
This isn't good.
I haven't done anything, though.
That you know of.
Yeah, the last 3 minutes I've been thinking there's literally nothing I've done. I live a good life. I'm a nice guy. I'm good to you. I gave you a job here. The bosses did. I just played along.
I mean, you may not have even intended to do this and you may not know you're doing it, but you are affecting me because I've been here in the Goulburn Valley for 2 months now. This is our 8th week on air together. Feels like
5 years.
It seriously does. And look, I'm 26, so I'm still quite young, I'd like to think. I'm not, you know, cracking the old age just yet.
I mean, some people would call that old, though.
Yeah, some would. But to myself, I'm feeling like I'm quite young.
Yeah.
And it was just last night, I had a shower, washed my hair, and then blow-dried it and thought, you know what, I'm going to straighten it because you got to do the little things in isolation to keep your normality. And then when I was straightening it, I realised the back of my hair was a bit curly, so I got my housemate, Dee, to actually help straighten the back of it. And while she was there, she said, oh, no. And I was like, what? She's like, no. What happened next? It shocked me.
What do I do?
I'm going to hand you something now.
Tell me what you see
in this plastic pocket that I'm handing you.
Oh, is it drugs? No.
What is that?
Curly hair.
What colour's the hair?
Oh, Herbie. Why are you blaming me? Are you sure this is your hair?
This is my hair. Dee picked this out of my hair. What is in the bag and what have you done to me?
That is the greyest hair I've ever seen. My grandma doesn't even have grey hair.
And there's not one. How many's in there?
Oh, there's a bunch.
I'm going grey.
Turn around. Let me have a look.
I'm going grey.
They've got some in there right now still.
I've never dyed my hair. Since starting on this show, working with you, you have caused me to go grey.
You're not the first co-host to go grey on this show, are you?
I don't know what to do. I literally was stressing because Dee said, I found one and I can handle one. I've got a bag of around 20 here.
How do you know it's me?
Because it's you. What else has changed in my life?
I'm the most chill person you've ever met. You're the stress head.
Oh, mate, please.
You need to go do some meditation or something because that is not normal.
This is what you've done to me. So we're going to check in with my scalp in a month's time. And if there's double than this, I quit.
Show me your scalp right now. Yeah, grey hair is the least of your worries. There's dandruff in there as well.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
It's time for Fortune Cookie Fridays. This is where you call us up on 13, 12, 16. Tell us what you want to happen for your weekend and we'll crack a fortune and let you know if it's going to happen.
We do have Charlotte from Shepparton on the line now. How's your morning been, Charlotte?
Oh, it's been amazing. Just about to start work in a few hours.
But more importantly, what are you planning for your weekend, Charlotte?
Well, tomorrow I have to get my cat's balls chopped off. Oh,
did you say cat's paw?
Balls?
No. Balls.
Ball. Is there a plural? Has he got one or two?
He's got two, I believe.
It's usual. It's
normal. I only ask that because my best friend Chad's dog, Billy the Iggy, the little Italian greyhound, was born with one ball, so they have to have a special operation to get that cut off in a few weeks.
Oh, Oh my god, that's so sad.
A lot of balls are being chopped off.
I guess he's
going to
get chopped off anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Good point.
That's true.
I mean, who thought Fortune Cookie Friday would turn into ball chat? But anyway, we're there.
So your cat's losing its balls, and you want a relaxing weekend? Yes. I'd say.
Yeah, I just want a chill weekend so I can just look after him. Oh, sorry, voice is crackling. Just woke up.
Okay.
You sound like you need a massage, Charlotte.
Ooh. Oh, I'd love one.
Maybe we'll see if the fortune's going to offer a massage as well then.
Yeah,
a massage and relaxing weekend.
You crack it open. Josiah will come round and massage your shoulders.
Oh, beautiful.
I've cracked it. You wouldn't believe it. Your secrets are safe with me and all my friends.
Oh, my God. So all your friends on the radio?
So everyone now knows that your cat's balls are getting chopped off.
And Charlotte, if I do come round for a massage, you don't tell anyone.
No, of course not,
Yes.
So wait, am I giving you a massage?
Well, this is the thing, you guys can't be seeing each other yet.
If you're offering.
Yeah.
Hang on, Charlotte, can I just clear out a couple of things? You've just called through the radio station, and apologies, I'm not hitting you or anything. It's just the fortune cookie talking, not me.
Of course.
Are you single? Because you could be a married woman for all I know.
Yes, I am single. I have a cat.
She's single with a cat?
You know, I should have known. You gave it away when you called up.
With
your weekend wasn't plans with your husband.
It's planned with your cat. Yeah. So, well, look,
I'm not a crazy cat lady, but look,
maybe turn my mind. Do you want a minute with Charlotte here, Josiah? This could be your. Should I read your fortune to see if maybe? Hang on, this is taking. Ooh. Normally, we don't do this.
Yeah, can we
I reckon
mine?
We're going to do an extension of the fortune here to see.
Oh, my goodness.
I feel like there might be a bit of love in the air. If you're okay with this, Charlotte, I'm going to read.
Yeah.
I'm just feeling what the mood is like. I'm going to read Josiah's fortune, and this might actually entail yours as well.
It started with a massage, and Herbie's dropping the L word.
Touching leaves to love.
it started with the balls.
Okay, Josiah.
Here we go.
You will enjoy good health that will be your form of wealth. Another massage.
I feel like that should apply to my cat.
Yeah. You actually watch Charlotte forget the massage. We're not going anywhere near you if you're chopping balls off.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
Earlier in the week, you launched an investigation regarding our toilets here at work because there was a male in the toilets who hadn't been cleaning the bowl properly after he was using it.
Yeah, which, you know, people forget once, but this is every day for the last couple of months. So there was only one bloke left in the building at the time that we get on, and that's the old fella over on Triple M.
So we did launch this investigation. You were all very kind to call him up and let him know that he was doing wrong, so he has now acknowledged his mistake, and we're hoping going forward that he will be leaving the toilet bowl clean. But while you and I were discussing this yesterday, saying how great we were at doing an investigation, that we should become detectives, we got into the topic of toilet sprays. And straight away, I just said, you know what? They're not for me, which could normally be something quite odd. But straight away, you jumped on board and said, yeah, I don't like them either.
It's because their smell, for some of them, and this is what we both agreed on, is worse than the actual smell that you do yourself.
Exactly. I mean, sometimes...
Unless you've had a big night.
Which is true. Sometimes, you know, we all know what we're doing in the toilet isn't going to be the prettiest thing ever. It's not supposed to smell like lavenders.
Well, tell us more, Herbie.
It's not supposed to. But then I don't really want to be tasting frangipani and lemon and vanilla scented in the back of my throat. I just don't like it. I don't know what it is. I think some toilet sprays are just disgusting.
Oh, I had an ex that used to have Chanel. Like, she didn't like the perfume Chanel, but she had some bottles. She must have got them for Christmas, and that was the spray. And I tell you what, that was all right.
But you shouldn't be spending that much money on a spray for the toilet. Like, honestly, everyone's going in there to do the same thing. So you can't really judge someone for the smell that they've produced because we're all going in there. But those toilet sprays, they can be cheap and nasty.
Yeah, and they are cheap and nasty. The one I've got at the moment is lemon, and I'll tell you what, it is feral. I'd rather smell myself. But my mum, and this is why I don't know why I haven't done this. It's a bit of a danger. But mum, as kids, used to leave matches in there.
Oh, yeah.
That is the greatest thing you could ever do. You light a match, it kills everything. Plus, the smell of smoke, not as bad.
and a little bit fun. It gives you an activity.
Yeah. I mean, as a five-year-old lighting a match, probably.
No, I wouldn't recommend a five-year-old going in. I would definitely get some parents to help with that.
Our house burnt down 3 times, but you know what?
It was fun.
The toilet didn't smell.
Didn't have to smell vanilla. So we thought we could be alone on this one, and we might be. We might be the only two people in the Goulburn Valley that can't stand the smell of toilet sprays and would rather light a match. We understand that, but we thought maybe it's a long shot. Maybe let's put the call out and see if we're not alone.
Not only is it that you don't like the smell, have you got another solution?
Yeah.
Is it something else than lighting a match? Maybe you've discovered something that is the ultimate and you're like, this is great.
This is it, yeah. Maybe you have a deodorant that just masks everything and it doesn't have that nasty, cheap smell.
Yeah.
That's what we want to know. This is another investigation. It's an investigation off our investigation.
13 12 16 is our number. Get involved right now.
Do you like toilet sprays? And you can go to our Hit Instagram at HitGV and vote there as well. Please tell us that we're not alone on this one.
We've just received a message to the HitGV Instagram account from Gary. He says, how's this? He opened your window, well, obviously Gary. Then he says he puts a pedestal fan there and points it towards the bathroom and so it blows it out the window. Thanks for your message, Gary.
Love That's such a Gary thing to do.
Megan's in Benalla this morning. Do you hate toilet sprays, Megan?
I hate the toilet spray you guys are talking about. So I think the vanilla is the cheap and nasty, but you guys are about to enter a whole new world. There's so many different scents out there that you need to get around.
But I don't love all the scents. Is it a certain brand that's going to take me to another level? Because the ones I've been smelling, they're just, it's not good at the back of the throat.
So there's that really intense orange one that is extremely intense, but my golly, it'll get rid of the smell. And then my new favourite, I'm not an expert in toilet sprays, by the way, but my new favourite is the coconut and lime, and you can buy it from Woolworths, and the spray is absolutely delicious, and it's also a linen spray, so you can spray it on your fresh linen.
What about, Megan, can I ask, how much is it? Because the ones we're talking about are usually a couple of bucks, and I haven't really put in a budget for expensive toilet sprays, to be honest, when I did my budget every year.
Golly. Look, the one from Woolies is about $5, and so far I've probably had it for about 5 months.
I'm going to have to up my budget a little bit.
Would you pay $5 or would you just continue to get the box of matches?
I mean, I'm all natural, so I don't mind just letting it breathe. But you know what? For the sake of visitors that come round, maybe I'll have to fork out the $5.
I think you should. It's definitely worth it.
Kylie's in Maroochydore this morning. Kylie, help us out. What do you use?
Matches.
Yes. The OG.
Yeah, it's way better. It's like instant almost.
Do you have kids?
No. Oh, thank God.
What do you do then? What do you do then, Kylie, when you go to a friend's place? Do you have a matches handy or do you use their spray?
Well, most of our friends have matches because they've all like clued on how much better it is.
See, it's a thing.
So, it's like once one person knows, kind of everyone surrounding you. My brother doesn't do it though, and I hate going to his toilet after the kids have been, because they don't spray either.
Kylie, is it weird though when you rock up to someone's house and instead of seeing toilet spray, just aesthetically pleasing, like for your eyes, is it weird when you just see, you know, a bunch of durries next to the toilet or a batch of, you know, matchbox?
Well, the first time I saw it at my friend's house, I was like, what? No, maybe he just left them in here because he had a candle in there as well. And I was like, oh, maybe he just, but no, he's a genius as well.
Hey, Herbs, maybe that's like, if you're a homeware store listening right now, maybe that's what the future is. You need to start doing like fancy designer matches.
See, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, so many things do. Thank you for everyone getting involved this morning.
And we have had a lot of people get involved at our Hit Instagram, at HitGV, where we do have a poll up and it turns out we're alone on this one.
Oh, come on. What's the percentage?
73% of the Goulburn Valley say yes, use a toilet spray.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
I'm very nervous at the moment.
I'm excited.
It's 16 minutes past 7 and I did mention before, I think I'm off the market.
Love is in the air.
I'm a bit nervous talking about this. I think I found the one.
This is huge for you.
Now, I haven't told you about this because it happened last night. It's all happened very quickly. I received a WhatsApp message. Now, I didn't think anyone could message you on WhatsApp unless they have your number with a picture of a girl. And let me tell you. Do you want me to show you the photo of the girl first?
Yeah.
Tell everyone what she looks like.
Oh, my gosh, she's gorgeous. So you're only really getting the top half. it's of
all
her.
That's all you need.
You need. She's got brown hair. She's naturally beautiful. She looks like mid-20s, I'd say.
Blue eyes, brown hair. She looks like a model.
Yeah. Your
very,
type?
Very Josiah. The message reads, and I don't have the number saved in my phone. Hello. How are you recently? We haven't seen you for a long time. Now, the virus is very annoying, but when this virus is under control, my sister will go to Australia for a holiday. Are you free to receive her? A beautiful lady. The opportunity is here. Don't say I didn't help you. Her WhatsApp number and gave me a number to message her on.
Stop.
Now, I don't know who this person is.
Are you normally receiving women?
No, not often. But my thought is obviously it's a scam. But then I thought, it could be an Albanian uncle or auntie.
Yeah, you do travel a lot, so it could be someone.
And they do try to set me up with you know, family, friends, or I was about to say relatives, not relatives.
Let's hope not. You do have the number. Why don't we just call it then?
Well, do I call the girl? Why don't I call this number that messaged me?
It's either the mum or the sister.
Could be my uncle. Could be my auntie.
Could be a future parent.
My mother-in-law.
Yeah.
All right, should we give her a quick call now?
I hope she answers.
I'm nervous.
Hello?
Yeah.
Who is this?
Hello.
I got a WhatsApp off you about a girl. Who is this? Oh.
Now, first shock, I didn't think anyone would answer.
Who was that?
That's your mum. That's your mum-in-law.
We got off to a bad start. Well, she's given me the number of the daughter in the photo.
That you will be receiving.
If it's legit. Shall we go to a quick song, but up next, give her a call?
Let's call her next.
Whoever's number this is a call, which is my future wife, and hopefully this isn't a scam, Herbs. Hopefully this is legit.
Knowing that the in-law picked up before, that's a good sign that it's a scam, because whenever these things have said that I've won $1 million and I call a number, it doesn't
ring. Yeah, they don't ring. Maybe she could be in Albania. Look at her.
She's gorgeous.
I'm nervous.
Let's call her. I want to see what happens.
This is the moment that I'm going to be meeting my wife. Here we go, guys. Goulburn Valley, get excited for me. Hello? How are you? Is this my beautiful, gorgeous future wife? Oh.
Oh, I thought you had a wife for a second.
Oh, man. Now what? Does that mean I'm going to be single for the rest of my life?
I mean, at least we know the number works.
It's a real number.
So when are they coming to Australia again?
Was it my voice? Was it my accent? What put her off?
I don't know. I'm really confused by this. But I think, do we call again later?
Yeah, is it too soon to say I love you?
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
When you're 16, I think a lot of people do this, and that is you try and get your L's for your driving. Depends where you are around the country as well, that can differ.
My cousin Millie turned 16 last week, and she got her L's on her birthday.
See, it's what you do. And I think it's such a big milestone because, A, you get your first formal identification, not just your passport. You have ID on you, which is awesome. And then you wait a couple of years, and when you're 18 here in Victoria, you can sit for your driving test if you've done your 120 hours. Now, I know that when I was going for that test, the hazards, I was quite stressful first. That's the one you do on the computer.
Yeah.
You really overthink everything there. I was so stressed, like sweating, looking around going, is everyone else in the same position as me? And yes, they are.
Yeah, but it's like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, or when you're studying for your VCE, or whatever they call it these days, ATAR, they always chuck in a couple of questions that are similar. And you're like, well, that's kind of right as well. It's like, which question is more right?
Just get me across the line. Is it 90%? It's all I want. And then in the actual driving test, that's when the real nerves kick in and you think, I know I can do this because I've spent time on the roads, but now I'm in this high pressure moment. Can I do a parallel park? Everything is just jumping in your heads. Hopefully you do pass. If not, you go back, practice, and you go again. But it is a big moment in your teen life.
Didn't you, are the rumours true? One of your brothers told me once, he messaged me on Instagram saying when you went for your test, you hit someone.
Oh, yeah, no, that did not happen.
Oh, it must have been someone
else.
I love
that my brothers are messaging you now. Which brother was it?
Liam.
Oh, good one. I was hoping I could call you out on that. But for teens over in Georgia at the moment, their driving test is a whole different experience because things have had to be put on delay. So if you're going for your test and maybe you had your driving test booked in, they've had to stop it because of the pandemic, which makes a lot of sense. So that means a lot of teens don't actually have their license and they've just have to wait to the end of the year, which is annoying. Because it's something that you do look forward to, but understandable in the situation we're in. Georgia, though, they've come up with another idea, and this is unbelievable. They've wavered the driving test.
Surely not.
They've wavered the driving test, and that means that close to 20,000 Georgia teens have just been given their driver's license.
For no, but what if they can't drive?
This is what I don't know. So a 17-year-old Willa Pevy from Georgia, she said, "I'd been nervous about the driving test with the parallel parking and all that, so I was happy that I didn't have to do it."
Are you sure that they haven't done this in Australia as well? Because driving around the GB, in fact, driving around Shepparton sometimes, the drivers are that bad. I think to myself, how did you get your license?
I don't think it's happening here in Australia. It is in Georgia. Wisconsin is going to jump on board soon. And it has got me thinking, if they can waiver driving tests, what else can we waiver? Can I start giving out degrees? And so that's what I'm going to do this morning. I've got you a degree because if they can do it, I can, so I'd love to. This is a degree for you. I've just handed Josiah one.
What am I? Am I a doctor?
No, I didn't give you that. I'm a doctor.
Oh,
you're a degree of hand embroidery.
What does that even mean?
You're good at art.
No, I'm not.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
How's this? This is unbelievable. There's such thing out there, I have never heard of this, as a pandemic passport. The world's wealthiest people are snapping up these passports for up to $12 million so they can wait out the virus in safer countries.
I'm kind of annoyed. Yeah. I can't get there.
Good time to be rich. So there's a citizenship firm, Henley & Partners. They've come out and said they've seen a huge surge in people applying for new nationalities.
What? Now, you can't do that.
That's what I thought. I thought, you can't just decide I want to be Italian tomorrow.
You definitely can't.
Well, listen to this. The most interest has been in countries such as, number one, Australia, Austria, Switzerland, Malta, Portugal, Cyprus, Vanuatu, Montenegro, and a few other little island countries, which, listen to this, this is the thing that blows my mind, which all offer citizenship or permanent residency in exchange for direct donations or investments in property and business, according to this company.
Surely not.
So
how have we not known about that?
So you can buy an Australian passport if you... haven't said how... Well, yeah.
It'd be a lot of money.
Well, some of the price tags are for as little as $156,000 per person.
As little.
To if you're rich, that's pocket change.
Elon Musk would be happy with that.
Yeah, he'd go. That's for a Caribbean country. In Austria, it is as much as $12 million. It doesn't say how much it is for our country.
Which is interesting. That is very... That's bizarre.
It doesn't make any sense. I wonder, who's the rich bloke over in WA? What's his name? The really famous one? He flew in the midst of all the coronavirus pandemic when you were meant to be quarantining in the hotels. But somehow, because of who he is and the money he had, he got to go straight to his house and quarantine there instead of the hotel. So that to me reeks of donations.
Money can get you some things in life. Not everything, dare I say. And do you know what I found interesting on that list? New Zealand. Why weren't they on there? They're locked up. They're safe.
Yeah, they're not
doing better than us.
Probably because they're smart enough to know you can't buy your way in.
Jacinda wouldn't let that pass, would she?
You'd hope not. I just don't understand how, out of all those countries, we're like the most westernised one, yet we still allow this to happen. That might explain why. Oh, I shouldn't say this, probably get in trouble. You get a lot of people coming from China, they buy their way. That's why they've had to stop the property boom, because they're buying all our properties.
Which is true. I know that many people from China do buy properties here, and then they own multiple. And that's how, you know, when you start living in a house, like say you're homeless and you just start living there, what's that called?
Homelessness.
But you know when you live in an abandoned house?
For 6 months, then you can claim it as your residence.
No, not for 6 months. You need to do it for years.
Is it?
6 years.
Yeah, oh, I didn't think it was that long.
No, it's 6 months. That's an easy crack. I'd live in a mansion for 6 months if I had to.
If you could pick any country in the world right now that you have no affiliation to and become a citizen, where would you go?
Oh, good question. I just think because of the movie... that I'm going to have to go Madagascar.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Down in Victoria, in the town of Inverloch, a shipwreck has been uncovered on a Victorian beach. This is amazing. And obviously with a shipwreck, you think this is a big deal. Apparently, there's 600 recorded shipwrecks in Victoria alone.
That's so cool, isn't it? I love that.
Who would have thought? The remnants of this one, it was apparently called the boat the Amazon. It is on Heritage Victoria's list of top 20 most significant and at-risk shipwrecks. Now, because of the recent storms, the 157-year-old boat was uncovered on the beach. It's been underneath the sand. 157 years later, the storm that hit has uncovered the boat, and it's sitting there. People have been taking photos. I was looking at news.com.au. The photos look incredible. You know I love history.
Is it just photos of a boat, or are we getting actual, like, because in my head, if you find a shipwreck, I just believe there's gold at the bottom, you know? Yeah. I don't know if I watch so many movies, but I believe that you should find some treasure.
Well, Herbie, this isn't a pirate ship. This was a vessel carrying salted meat from Melbourne to Mauritius in 1863.
Victoria's so. Having a good week with their meat.
No, yeah, actually, but could be related. Maybe that's how coronavirus started on this boat.
Cedar meats have been uncovered out of the water.
Don't worry about China. It started on this wreck 150 years ago. Now, the boat was called the Amazon. I found this fascinating because who would have thought that right here in Victoria, 100, you'd think they that at some stage during that time, it would have come up during the storms already, but it hasn't. And this got me thinking about different things that we have discovered on our doorstep. The property my parents grew up I grew up on, I should say, it's a quarter acre block, but apparently it used to be a farm from 150 years ago, similar kind of era to this
era. I feel like everything was a farm once upon a time.
You'd and we hope
just
so.
Put things on it.
Or bushland.
Yeah.
And we were doing the gardening one day and I hit metal. I'm like, this is it. I've made it.
Whoa, stop.
Made it. It's a shipwreck. It's we dug it up some more. It wasn't gold. It was a pig hook. So they used to hang the pigs on them.
Oh, like a butcher.
Yeah, which
is a bit disappointing, isn't it?
I don't know. At least I knew this is where they hung pigs, but which was a bit disappointing. However, we did end up giving it down to the local museum or whatever, yeah. And they loved that sort of stuff.
See, that's cool. I don't know if I've ever found anything obscure like that, but my dad, he does actually work along the beaches in Victoria, in Melbourne, because he helps the council, and so he maintains all the gardens and everything in parks. And he has found so many items along the beach. So he found an AirPod the other day, just one. He's found one of those Fitbit bracelets. He gave me a Garmin. So he's found all these things. He's like that guy that brings the metal detector down to the beach.
I was going to say, is he meant to be handing them in, or does he just give them for Christmas to all the family?
No, I think he gives them to us. He doesn't have to, I think. I don't know the rules, but he does have an internal rule with the guys he works with in terms of money. If they find 20, they can keep it themselves.
Great
Anything
idea.
Higher than $20, they've got to split between the boys.
Oh, as if they stick to that. If you found $500 cash just sitting under a tree, you're not telling the
you're
boys.
You're pocketing $480 and going, here, guys, I'll give you 20. I'll shout the coffees.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
Right now, I want to make everyone feel better about themselves because I'm going to speak about a dumb thief who really isn't that smart. Just everything that he wanted to do doesn't make sense to me. And for this one, could shock you, we're actually going to Ireland.
Oh, I thought we'd be going back to Florida once again.
No, Northern Ireland, specifically Derren Park.
Yeah, my favourite part of Northern Ireland.
Supposedly a very nice place of the earth. Now, a man named Paul, he's 30 years old, and he's looking to make some money, which a lot of criminals are trying to do, and money quick. That's their game. His game isn't as fast as other criminals. So he realises that there's a lot of worth when it comes to gold, which is true. I mean, I'd love to go find some gold.
I just finished Money Heist, where they robbed the Spanish Mint and all they took was the gold because it's worth so much.
All you want is gold these days. People want their gold rings. Gold is worth a lot of money. So Paul said, do you know what? If I can't find gold, why don't I make my own? And so that's what he decided to do.
Can you do that?
Well, in my head, no. I feel like you've got to find it.
Yeah, it's a mineral, isn't it?
That's what I'm thinking that. But for Paul, he goes, no, I'm a genius. I can do this.
So good on him.
He comes up with a bizarre experiment, and it's what he uses for his ingredients that I just don't understand how he thought it was going to be turned into gold. So what he's done is he put his own feces on an electric heater to try and cook it to turn into gold.
Oh, imagine the smell.
It wouldn't be a good smell, but it gets worse because you think that's an issue in itself, and that's where the dumb part comes in. But the part where he's gotten himself into trouble is that because of this bizarre experiment, he's actually set his house on fire. So his housing experiment has now ended up in his block of flats. So he's got one little apartment. His block of flats at Derren Park has now all lit up. And he has caused so much damage that he is now being imprisoned for 3 months.
What an idiot. I mean, I'll give him full points for you know, thinking outside of the square. I'd love to know what he was on to think that melting your own poo would maybe discover gold.
Can I read you what the judge said at his sentencing? His Honour, Judge McFarlane, told him, "Rather bizarrely, you were attempting to make gold from human feces and waste products. It was an interesting experiment to fulfil the dream, but wasn't going to succeed, so for this you will be punished." And the best part of this, Paul, who did the experiment, who's the dumb thief, his surname is Moran, M-O-R-A-N. Do we call him? A moron?
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
We have been celebrating mums this week because Mother's Day is on Sunday. Again, another reminder, if you haven't remembered, go get a present now. But that's what we want to talk about. We've been asking mums, what is the best, worst present they have received over the years? Because we know kids try really hard. Sometimes they miss the mark, though.
We thought we'd get my darling mother, Paula, on first, though, before we do take your calls. Mum, morning.
Hey, how are you?
Now, what gifts has Josiah given you over the year? Because he rates himself. He's been bragging this week about how good he is at gifting, especially to females. Is this true?
Well, he's good at giving clothes, actually. He has a great taste in clothes. I got a really nice top and jersey. But one of his gifts that I remember, I'm still waiting for, it was a little booklet on a massage, a foot rub, and all doing jobs, cleaning for me. And I'm still waiting to cash in on it.
Hey, how old was I when I gave you that one?
You're about 8, 10 years old when you gave that. And I've got the little things, the little pieces of paper, and I can give it to you to get it done, but it just hasn't happened yet.
Do you reckon maybe 2020 is the year that you will check it in?
I hope so, yeah. I might get a foot massage or a head rub, or cleaning might be good, maybe.
Unfortunately, Mum, that the book that I gave you is expired. So,
yeah. Oh, no.
No, don't worry. They don't expire anymore. Vouchers, they changed the law.
Oh,
remember?
They
changed the law that vouchers can't expire. Oh, so, unfortunately, you are giving a foot massage there, Josiah.
I'll see you on Sunday for Mother's Day, Mum. Can't wait.
Awesome. Great. Have a good show, guys.
Enjoy
Bye.
Your foot massage.
Thank you.
No worries, Mum.
Paula, she deserves better than you sometimes, I reckon, Josiah.
I'm the best gift she's ever received.
Well, if you've received the best, worst present out there, get in contact with us, 13, 12, 16. We've got some amazing prizes up for grabs.
Cheryl is in Zeros this morning. Morning, Cheryl. What's the best, worst present you've ever received?
Well, my daughter's 18 and she's just found some vouchers like Josiah was just talking about for rubs, Mother's Choice and everything. And she said to me yesterday when she gave me a small gift, because she can't wait for Mother's Day, she said, "Oh, I have to honour these, don't I?" And I said, "Yes, you do." And she said, "Oh, and my writing's atrocious too, Mum. I couldn't even spell when I did that."
Cheryl, it's the thought that counts though, isn't it?
That's exactly right, Josiah.
So are you checking them in this weekend then, Cheryl?
Yeah, I will be using some of those for a foot massage and things like that, I think.
Hey, Cheryl, what's your daughter's name?
Lily.
Well, Cheryl, on behalf of Lily, why don't we hook you up with a couple of presents and just pretend these are from Lily, not Hit 96.9, all right?
Yes, thank you.
All right, we've got an Amcal prize pack, all thanks to John Anderson's Amcal on Wyndham Street. They've covered you for Mother's Day.
Thank you very much for that.
And you know what? Because it's a Friday, I'm feeling very generous this morning. Here's a $50 voucher to the Aussie Hotel in Shepparton as well.
Thank you very much, Josiah.
And you can use that this weekend, Cheryl, because they're actually open for takeaway.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you.
Oh, Cheryl, that's a Mother's Day, you know. And not on top of all that, you've got Lily's little prize vouchers as well.
Happy Mother's Day, Cheryl.
Thanks very much, guys.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
There's been a lot of questions that people want answers to regarding COVID-19 and our restrictions, when we'll be able to do things again. And we know that after today, we should have a little bit of an insight because the cabinet meeting is happening. They are going to make some announcements. We have heard from Daniel Andrews, though, that he will not be making any announcements until Monday, May 11th, because that's when he put us in a state of an emergency, which I think is fine. So we will get announcements for us here in Victoria come Monday, but today hopefully we'll get answers of what that could be. But yesterday, our neighbours over in New Zealand, Jacinda Ardern, their Prime Minister, she made some announcements, and a lot of people are speculating, is that what's going to happen here in Australia.
I think it very much we will be following a similar sort, although their lockdown measures were way stricter than we ever had.
But look at their cases. It looks like it worked.
Yeah, and not to mention, though, they had that, but also we're about to open our borders to a bubble, which includes them. So I'd say whatever they do, we do too.
We do similar. So if you didn't hear or read what Jacinda Ardern has announced, she said in a nutshell basically that they're going to be staying in stage 4 restrictions for another week. So they're not going to be rushing out of this. She says come Monday, April 27th, that's when they will lift the restrictions to a lower level. Now, after that, the government will review measures and make further decisions on May 11. So level 4 restriction will be out the window and will be going down over in New Zealand. Now, what that means is there's plans for pubs and restaurants to reopen. And this is where I think it's interesting for us here in the Goulburn Valley, because this does affect us if this is what's going to be rolled out here in Australia. So what she has basically said is that it's called the three S's. So there's three S's, and that's seated, separated, and single server. So what that means is that here at a pub or restaurant means you can only have as many people in your venue as you can safely seat, and no one, regardless of venue size, can have more than 100 people.
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
Congested bars already have a massive cluster over in New Zealand, so they're trying to reduce that. Now, the separated, they must be social distance in a venue between people and tables. And single server, at every venue, there must be table service, not people going up to counters, as this minimises contact and can trace where people are going. So people will be coming to you, and they say there will not be many people working behind that bar.
Yeah, that makes sense. And that's where I always thought we were going, how it was just before we went into our stage 3, where you could still go to a cafe, but remember all the tables were at a big distance? I'd say they'll just continue back to there.
Except similar to that.
Even better, we don't have to go up to the counter to pay anymore.
And they're worried about the doing, you know, your tap and go cash and everything. So there'll be restrictions on that. There'll be cleaning every time there's a new transaction made. So that is happening over in New Zealand in the coming weeks, the three S's. Will we get that announcement here in Australia? I sort of hope so. I hope that comes today. It'll be interesting to see what ScoMo does announce.
Well, if they do the three S's, I also heard ScoMo talk about they might be introducing a demerit system as well. So similar to driving, except if any bars, you know, clubs, restaurants, whatever, that are allowed to reopen, break those and exceed those demerits. Sorry, guys, you're shut down.
And I think the main thing that we all need to work together when restrictions do get lifted a little bit, it's not go silly, because we've seen it in other states, especially Sydney and some of their beaches, where they've gone silly when they've had the last week and they were allowed to have 2 people in New South Wales visit. People went a bit bonkers. Let's, when we get a few restrictions loosened, let's just enjoy what we can do and not go crazy.
Which is easier said than done, because everyone's been refined for so long. As soon as you get some sort of relief, all you want to do is have a party.
But all we have to know is that there's nothing has changed in terms of coronavirus. No cure. There's no vaccine. It is at the same level as it was at the start of this year. It's very contagious, so we don't want to spread it again to be brought back to stage 4.
And no more meat factories. Don't go visiting any, because we know what could happen there. Do not do that.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.